Home Sweet Home there by the Croft Monsieur, who of course are my guests today, at least Chris Howard and Colin Batters are. So good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for coming back.
Hi, Scott. Pleasure. We're back by public demand. Thanks, Mum.
We need to get you much closer into that mic.
Okay.
Otherwise, Mum won't hear you.
Mum won't hear me right
now. Hang on. Your one isn't working at all. Let's try that. Try that.
Are you better?
No. What's the matter with it? Do again.
Is that any better?
No, it's not.
Is this this one good?
Yeah, yours is fine.
Well, let's go on with the show.
I think you'd better go into that one together. I don't know what's... Sorry about this. You're going to just have to be very, very friendly.
That's
for a bit.
We're very close, yeah.
Now, first off, just remind me, how long the band's been together and how did you get your name?
Right, okay. The band's been together for about 4 years now, and we are the Croque Monsieurs. And my colleague Colin Batters and I, I'm Chris Howard. This is Colin Batters. Say hi, Colin.
Hello, everybody.
And Mr. Tony Heisman on bass and drums, we have Mick Taylor. And we took our name from a French toasted ham and cheese sandwich after spending much too long at a local French cafe.
You made a meal of it then?
We absolutely did, yeah. I think we got the same sort of outlook to life as a cheese sandwich, haven't we?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, now it's great to see you guys again, because first off, you've got this ongoing project, Home Sweet Home, and obviously which that song was all about. How's that going, and how relevant is that now? Because October, I believe, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, is it not?
Yeah, that's right, Scott, yeah. I mean, Home Sweet Home, we came up with the idea to write a song for Refuge, which is the charity which supports victims of domestic violence, after we heard that they had their funding cut and potentially put a further 80,000 women at risk.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's quite stalking statistics.
It's frightening. Yeah. And how's the song gone down?
Well, it's the video is receiving over 250 views a day.
Great.
I was really delighted with that. And the song was included in a compilation album with Red Dragon Records, and it's called The Second Renaissance, which basically promotes unsigned bands just like us.
And we were rather pleased with the fact that our track was selected as one of the four standout tracks on the album by a reviewer. So
that's great.
It's going down very well, yeah, thanks.
Now, you've just released last Monday your second song, Somebody's Fool. What's that song about, and is it linked at all to the Home Sweet Home project, or is it separate?
Right, OK. It's not linked to Home Sweet Home. It's a completely separate project. And it's really about a typical relationship. In this case, the guy is allowing his heart to rule his head. We've all been there, haven't we, listeners? Mm. We've all been there in one way or another. So, yeah, and it's just based around that, really. So it's pretty straightforward, but we're quite proud of it.
And you've been doing the rounds of the radio stations again?
We have, yeah. We've been sending it out and promoting it as much as you can. As you know, it's vital to get radio airplay, yeah. And it's in no small part to stations like yourself in Phoenix that we can get our songs heard.
Well, that's great. Yeah.
I think despite sort of other emerging forms of social media, radio airplay is absolutely critical. So thanks again for you guys.
It's our pleasure, believe me. But now, if somebody wants to go and buy the song, because I know we've been playing it a lot, but where would they go and get it, and how much would it be?
Both songs are available still on iTunes at only 79 pence, listeners. So
that's a bargain.
79p, that's great.
Have we bought one yet?
And there's a website you can visit as well, which is www.thecroctmonsieurs.com, and there are links to buy it and links to the videos which we have on YouTube as well.
Right. And is this going to be an ongoing project for you? The Home Sweet Home one?
Home Sweet Home is an ongoing project.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're going to keep the song going and try and raise as much money and awareness as we can for the victims of domestic violence and for the charity Refuge. And the other side of it, the other music, we'll continue writing songs, and we have an up-and-coming album, hopefully, early next year.
And what new projects have you got? Because you think you've got something special planned for early new year, haven't you?
We've got something very special. Very special, and it's so special that we... it's something around Valentine's Day, but yeah, so...
So you're keeping that, you're going to play your cards close to your chest.
We are very close, right. Yeah.
Well, when that's out, you're going to have to come in here again.
We would love to.
Be great. Now, thanks ever so much for coming all the way in again, but we must now have another listen to the song, which, as I say, we have been playing quite a lot here on Phoenix, and this is a song... Well, I'll tell you what, no, I'll let you guys introduce it.
Somebody's
Fool.
Summer is over. Kids back at school. Back at the day job. Is somebody's fool? Somebody's fool. Where have I? I'm somebody's fool. Where have I? Was a fool for you.
Well, summer is over and the kids are back to school. Now's not the time to be somebody's fool. Jiving you, well she's running round and she's having fun, telling everybody that she's number one. Well, you know I don't mean to be so cruel, but you should never be somebody's fool. Oh,
A great track there from the Croque Messieurs. That's Somebody's Fool.